back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. This is unbelievable, but they took a look, the authorities, of the hundreds of people that have been rounded up, many of them charged already for the insurrection. And a number of them had not voted in the 2020 election. In other words, these guys are going, well, Trump got robbed. Well, why didn't you vote, Jack? Hey, Jack, you didn't vote. Why didn't you vote? I didn't get around to it. Well, one of them had an excuse, Luke. One of them had an excuse. He was a felon. He'd been convicted of attempted murder. He couldn't vote. He said, I'm a felon. I was convicted of attempted murder, so I couldn't vote. Well, he had an excuse. But he was the only one who had an excuse. You know, for people to show up, get all ginned up, go up there, break in, and then go roaming the hallways looking for Mike Pence, Nancy Pelosi, and Ocasio-Cortez to murder them, physically rip them apart limb from limb, beat them to death, and not vote. How do you get off on saying Trump got robbed? You know, why don't you vote? And then you can start thinking if he got robbed. Well, he didn't get robbed, of course, but that to me, the classic, though, the classic is, oh, I have an excuse. I'm a felon. I was convicted of attempted murder. This crowd is simply a mob. It was a deranged mob, and Trump is the reason for it. And the Republican senators and members of Congress who continually said there was fraud, lied about it. Some, but not all, of the hosts on Fox News, some of the other media outlets who said, well, there's fraud, we got to look at it. And they ginned up all these fake lawsuits. Something like over 60 courts shot them down, said no, absentee voting was permitted by statute. It came in. It was fair. Frankly, it's harder to tamper with mail-in voting. The commie Ruskies can't get their hands on it because it comes in on the mail. They try to stop that by Louis DeJoy, the postmaster, destroying more than 700 mail sorting machines right before these ballots were sent in to try to delay them enough so that they wouldn't get there by election day. In some states, they had to be there by election day. They did everything they could, and then ultimately they just said it was fraud. And what they knew would happen is that the average person doesn't follow the news the way people listening to this show do, to Devil Radio or to Fox or anywhere else, on a regular basis. They hear things, they look at a few things on Fox, and they believe it. When people like Ron Johnson, their senator, says, this was not a valid election, they believe it. Why would he say that? Why would he say that? Well, because he's Ron Johnson. That's why he say it. When Donald Trump, the president, says, I was robbed, why would he say that if he wasn't robbed? And when all of the other congressmen, and these are people who are respected in their communities, they were elected, why would they say that? And if you really thought that the election had been stolen, this is a democracy, you're not going to put up with that. And they were wrong. But they get swept up in a mob. They may have, the leaders knew what they were doing. The average guy in that mob, or person in that mob, may not have known. They're swept in. Suddenly they're walking through the Capitol. That was ginned up by the Republican Party, originally by Trump, and aided and abetted by the senators and the representatives, and some but not all of the hosts on Fox. We're going to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Story you read, Matt, says it all, doesn't it? You know, you didn't even vote, but I got another one that just I really enjoyed seeing on the news this morning. It involves that wonderful Facebook again. And the I hope somebody hasn't spoke to this already, but now they've found that most of the groundwork for putting together the thing on California at Dodger Stadium, yeah, all done on Facebook, to which Facebook says, well, anyone found that it's violated our code of ethics will be dealt with and punished. What code of ethics? They don't have any code of ethics other than to make as much money as they can.
Right. And here's the thing. Facebook and frankly, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and some of these people own one another, but they have come very, very late to the game of getting murderous people off of their air, off of their platforms, off of everything. There's a Section 230 of the Communications Act of 1998 that insulates them from libel actions and negligence actions and so on from postings by other people. And that was in this tradition and the spirit of protecting newspapers 100 years ago. And theoretically, it's a good idea. I do not want to see Facebook and the rest of them get sued every time somebody doesn't like a post. There are millions, hundreds of millions of posts. And I want an open internet. On the other hand, they do screen out, they should screen out murder, and they should screen out, frankly, the Ruskies, the Chi-Coms, the jihadists. They should do a much better job of screening them out, and white supremacists, people who are advocating murder and unrest and fraud. They have got to simply screen those out. They're thoughtful people who are Republicans, who might take a position, and that's fine. I don't necessarily agree with it. But Facebook is facing a moment of truth. And if they don't come correct on this thing, I'm afraid there'll be an excessive counter movement that will really make the internet much less free than it is. Thanks for calling. Rocky of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Rocky?
Hi, good morning. Yeah, thanks again for all you do. And I'm wondering what you know about the effort being made to vaccinate the homeless camps, the people on the street. Is there vans that are going around and saying, hey, you know, we realize you live close together. Here you go. Or if that's,
you know,
even an option.
That highlights a really very, very good issue. You know, right now, if you don't have internet, right now I've gotten internet messages from two medical providers in Milwaukee, the Frederick Hospital Internet and Aurora, saying that at a certain age, you know, you're going to get contacted and blah, 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 and that's great. But what if you don't have an internet? What if nobody knows where to get hold of you? Madison's a progressive town. They may have vans going around. They see somebody sitting on some cardboard on the square and they look older and maybe they offer it to them. Not everybody who is homeless is going to accept. There's a great deal of mental illness among the homeless. Maybe you concentrate and you should at shelters. But Rocky, here's the thing that bothers me. Not everybody is Madison. What do you think's happening in Louisiana and in Texas and Alabama and Mississippi and Georgia? What do you think's happening down there? There are not a lot of vans going anywhere. And are there anybody in the shelters down there other than very haphazardly making sure that homeless people in shelters are vaccinated? That's a real problem. And there's two problems. One of them is access, and the other one is resistance on the part of people who have any mental illness. Some will permit themselves to be vaccinated, some won't. I like the idea, as you're saying, of vans going around, but I really concentrate on the shelters and the homeless shelters themselves and food pantries. And you have somebody there with COVID vaccine knowledge and responsibility. And you just, is anybody here over 65? Okay, raise your hand. Okay, here's your appointment for a COVID shot. Eventually, they're going to have to do it. Right now, everybody's trying to get a shot, but excellent point. Too many people do overlook the homeless, and it's a matter of figuring out how to do it. Going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.